questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners all over the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Canon and Islamic Beliefs from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to answer doubts and misconceptions on different issues in Islam. And for that, we are trying to invite different scholars from Qom Seminary Schools to help us answer the questions that we pose in this series of shows. Like recent shows, we have invited Sheikh Murtada Karimi, a researcher from Qom Seminary Schools, to answer the question that we shall pose today. Before starting our discussion, I'd like to welcome Sheikh Murtada to the show. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah and thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure for us to have you here, Sheikh. Dear brothers and sisters, we have been talking about the importance of the event of Hajj and this great event that is one of the most important acts of worship in our lifetime, that we at least, it's on our shoulder to perform it at least once in our lifetime, if we are capable of performing it. That is, this istita'a comes from different angles. So when it becomes wajib and compulsory on us, so it's our duty to perform it. We have been discussing with Sheikh Murtada Karimi, Islamic scholar from Qom Seminary Schools, about the beauties of this spiritual journey and the shoulds and should nots of this journey. He explained a very beautiful moral story of a discussion between Imam Sajjad alayhi salam and one of the companions, though he actually emphasized, he did not actually talk about the authenticity of the hadith, but in general what has been attributed to Imam and his companion, this beautiful hadith actually gave us an insight of what kind of worship we're going to do. So it's time to learn more about the great event of Hajj from Sheikh Murtada. As I said earlier, we're approaching the days of this journey for some who are traveling to the land of revelation very soon, let's say from next week, and they will be performing the Hajj in this year. So good for them, but let's learn, inshallah, for ourselves and for those who are interested to learn, to know what are our duties and what we can learn more from an Islamic scholar about Hajj.
Alhamdulillah, the good news is that Brother Ali, the dear host of the program, will be also among the pilgrims of Hajj this year. So I really ask my brother to at least do a supplication for all the dear listeners of IRB English Radio.
For sure, inshallah, I'll do my best. That's why I'm more interested to learn more from you, dear Sheikh. But hopefully, and by the grace of God, I will pray on behalf of all the brothers and sisters who are listening to us and
inshallah,
all the brothers here in
that
studio.
So we talked about the importance of knowing the reality of Hajj before going to the land of revelation. We talked about the importance of repentance and forgiveness when it comes to the rights of the people and the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we talked about writing a will if you have not already written one. The next point that I would like to share for today's program is the concept of ikhlas or sincerity for our intention. It is important for all the acts of worship, but it seems that somehow it is more significant when it comes to Hajj, and that is why we have some narrations in this regard. So ikhlas or sincerity is the condition for all the acts of worship to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says that وَمَا أُمِرُوا, people are not commanded إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ, except that they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ, with sincerity, ikhlas. And the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, إِنَّمَا الْأَحْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, the actions are, valued based on the intentions of the people. So this condition is for all the acts of worship. But when it comes to Hajj, unfortunately, we see among, few people who may not have that sincerity. They go for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of God. But maybe the, add some partners for God. True. Some people are happy just to be famous among the people as Hajis, as people who have been able to go to the land of revelation.
Yeah.
So it's very dangerous. People need to work on that. If they think that their intention is not 100% pure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then before going to Hajj, they need to work on that. Mm-hmm. We have some narration in this regard. For example, one narration is very, somehow has a kind of threatening tone for the Hajis in Akhir Zaman, in the end of times. The Holy Prophet is quoted as saying that people are divided into three groups in Akhir Zaman. And of course, all of them are blamed by the Prophet.
True.
There are some rich people, according to this narration, who go to Hajj just for fun.
Yeah.
And it seems that today we have some people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because of the fact that the Saudi government, they have somehow changed these two holy cities for some people, the places for fun.
Yeah.
The next group, according to this narration, are the ones who go to Hajj for business. And the third group are the poor people who cannot afford, who are not able to do a business, but they go to Hajj just for showing off, mm-hmm. just to tell the people that we are among the few people who have been blessed with going to Hajj. Salman, hearing this narration from the Prophet, was very surprised. And then he asked the Holy Prophet, "Oh, the Messenger of God, will there be such a time when we have three groups of people, as you mentioned?" And the Holy Prophet swore by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it will happen in Akhir Zaman.
Yeah. Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So we need to, as I mentioned, it's very pity that, we are doing Hajj once in our lifetime, but our intention is not 100% pure. We need to work on that, as I mentioned before. I mentioned, hardly we can find some people who go only for showing off. No, they go to do that obligatory act for the sake of God. Mm-hmm. But it's likely that Satan also, is very active and adds some people, some partners beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying there are two kinds of hajj, a hajj for God and a hajj for people. And the one who performs hajj only for God, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him. And the one who does hajj for the people, then on the day of judgment, he need to go to the people for asking the reward.
Yeah, very true.
So this is another important point to work on our intention.
Exactly.
The next point, as mentioned in the narrations, is that people who want to go to Hajj, they need to spend some money, mm-hmm. for going to Hajj. There are some expenses, and the narrations tell us that you need to take care of the fact that all these monies, properties, should be earned through a halal way.
Yeah.
So it's not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you to go to Hajj by earning, haram and illegal money. It's been mentioned that, for example, the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, if you go to Hajj with haram money and property and you say, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, la labbaik wa la sa'daik. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not accepting his, readiness for obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah said that, no, la labbaik wa la sa'daik hatta tarudda ma fi yadayk, unless you return back what is in your hands, meaning the rights of the people. In another narration, it's been mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, la labbaik wa la sa'daik wa hajjuka mardudun alayk, your hajj is rejected. it's coming back to you, literally translating, which means that it's not accepted.
Dear Sheikh, is it with regard to the rights of Allah on us or the rights of people or haqqun nas on us? Haqqullah or haqqun nas? The part that you have just recited.
The narration that I shared is about, it seems that it's about haqqun nas, the rights of the people. Mm-hmm. But when we are talking about earning halal money, it doesn't make any difference. Sometimes we do not pay attention to Islamic laws for earning money. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, earning money through buying the foods which are forbidden. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we are usurping the properties of other people. So it can be both the rights of the people and the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are also some etiquette and some recommended actions, for example, to do ghusl before going, before traveling to the cities of Mecca and Medina, to pay some monies as sadaqah, as charity, and to read some supplications which are mentioned in the books of dua. And the other point is that people are recommended to tell other Muslims, brothers and sisters in faith about their journey.
Yeah.
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying that when you're going to go to a journey, inform your brothers and sisters in faith about your intention. Mm-hmm. And it has a lot of benefits. For example, when you are not with your family, they will take care of your family. Mm-hmm. And when you come back, they will come to visit you. So unless there are some exceptions, people are highly encouraged to tell their friends and family members about their journey and to go to them to ask for forgiveness. And of course, when they come back, people will come to them and ask them about the experience, and it will bring about a kind of more knowledge for those people who are not present in Hajj. So next point is, I'm talking about the recommended actions to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do dhikr in all the cases, going to different places. Mm-hmm. There are special dhikrs, adhkar and du'as in this regard. And the next important point is to help other people.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to Hajj, it's very important for people to take care of other people who are very also true. Present in Hajj. We know the story of Mustajad alayhi salam and how he went to Hajj. Anonymously, so that people do not recognize him, and he's able to help the people.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh. Also, I want to add one more recommendation that I have myself have learned it from the language of the narrations, to recite more of the Holy Quran while in Mecca or even in Medina. Because this is the land of revelation, and what better place to recite the Holy Quran in. Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your explanations and your quite informative elaboration on the topic. Brothers and sisters, I hope you like this show and it was quite beneficial to you. Till our next show, I live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن